USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
On the day President Trump signs an executive order on police reform, senators on Capitol Hill are taking a look at some of the policies of force used by the police. South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham says President Trump made a strong stance about police chokeholds.
Apparently the president came out with a call to abolish chokeholds. Seems to me that it's come time for us to move on from chokeholds.
The price tag for dealing with the economic damage caused by the COVID-19 pandemic will near $2.5 trillion, and that does not include any future bills currently being debated. The nonpartisan CBO reported the four emergency relief bills passed so far will add $2.4 trillion to the nation's deficit. More stimulus is being bantered about on Capitol Hill as well. This is USA Radio News.
This is a pandemic survival alert, and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone, or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.